Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And Bloomberg Intelligence is brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. Well, our Bloomberg survey of leading economists anticipates growth of 200,000 jobs last month in U.S. non-farm payrolls. The median forecast for the unemployment rate tilting toward a lower result. The consensus now anticipating a reversion to 4.9% after edging up to 5% in March. We are joined now by Carl Riccadonna, Chief U.S. Economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
So we heard a little earlier from Nandini Ramakrishnan at J.P. Morgan. She's a bit less optimistic about this, suggesting maybe the number is going to be closer to 175,000. Where do you come down or up on this?
I come in on the upside here. I think that there's a possibility here for a modest surprise. In fact, over the last 5 and 10 years, April has surprised the consensus to the positive side by about 20 to 25,000. So with the consensus at 200,000, as you mentioned, my estimate of 225, which is for a lot more complicated reasons than just this bias, would be consistent with that performance in recent years.
Okay, so that's the headline number. Just how significant is that?
The headline is all that matters this time around.
Really?
Usually on Jobs Day, economists are saying, look beneath the surface into these details of participation or unemployment or average hourly earnings growth. This time around, it's a lot more basic in terms of the analysis because the as policymakers are viewing things, the check engine light turned on in the first quarter. We saw a deterioration across the board from GDP to the production surveys, consumer spending was weak. There's a lot of warning signals here that maybe the economy has taken a significant stumble, and we need to see that job growth is holding up more so than all of those other underlying details to know that things are going to be okay, that consumer spending will lift us out of the current soft patch. So this time around, we can really just focus on that headline change.
They just want some comfort food, so to speak.
Exactly. If we get something 150 or lower, then there's going to be some real questions asked about the health of the economy as we go to mid-year, and then there's going to be some potentially significant reevaluation of the Fed's likely response.
I haven't spoken to too many people who put much credence in this talk from Fed officials, though, about a rate hike as soon as next month, although I do sense it's at least prompted some economists to say, well, it's on the table now. How do you feel about that?
On the table, live meeting. It reminds me a lot of my 16th birthday when I asked my dad for a car, and he said, I'll consider it. No.
Okay.
And I think that's how policymakers are treating the so-called live status of the June meeting. They just simply don't have the confirmation just yet.
Okay, so you said that it's the headline number that's important. But what are we going to see in terms of wage growth?
Wage growth, the consensus is looking for a continued increase similar to what we saw last month, so about a 3/10 increase in average hourly earnings. If that's the case, then the year-on-year growth rate, which is what's more important, should edge higher. That being said, we've had very mixed results on labor pressures in the first quarter. The employment cost index, which was out last week, showed a lack of wage pressures, in fact, some modest deceleration. This week, unit labor costs showed a pickup, but that was probably due to the growth stall, just due to how they calculate the number. So we're not getting a resounding chorus pointing to mounting wage pressures, and that's going to tell folks like Chair Janet Yellen, we haven't fully reduced the slack in the labor market, and therefore the Fed can continue to have the luxury to move with great caution.
Got just a few seconds here. If the number does tick down, the rate tick down to 4.9%, what's the significance of that?
I think that shows something that's been happening for some time. The unemployment rate has been steadily grinding lower. It's been really unprecedented, the stability we've seen over the last 6 months or so, where it's been hovering just around 5%. It's been declining about 1% per year over the last 5 years. That should put it close to low 4% territory by the end of 2016.
Carl Riccadonna from Bloomberg Intelligence, thank you very much. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BI Go.